The inputs into calculating rotational velocity should represent the maximum and minimum velocities as illustrated by the inset in this figure. Note that the minimum and maximum velocities that contribute to the calculation of rotational velocity should be measured using representative peak values of the data levels in the velocity or storm relative velocity products. In this example, the maximum rotational velocity is 40 knots, and the minimum is about minus 48 knots. Taking the difference and dividing by 2 and taking the absolute magnitude reveals a rotational velocity of 44 knots. As it stands in this case, the minimum radial velocity is also an inbound velocity in green, and the maximum velocity is also an outbound or in red. Thus, I can also take the average of the absolute magnitudes of these velocities and find rotational velocity. But be warned, as soon as the minimum rotational velocity and maximum rotational velocities are either both inbound or outbound, such as you see in a velocity product, then you have to go with this original formulation.